ఇదానం భవాన్ని వైష్ణవేభ్యో
నమో మహావన్యాయ
కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామే గౌరవేశ్వరాయ
గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయ సదాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణభక్తాయ సర్వభక్తాయ నమో నమః అత్యాగహీన అమరాధనాయ తన్మయతయాో
I am one of the experiences in the Lord's feet of marriage. A spiritual master, Om Vishnu Bhav, Vishnu Bhakti Pratyan, Vishnu Bhakti Pratyan, Vishnu Bhakti. And Sam in the Lord's feet of my Shikha Guru, Sri Shikha Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We have begun Parokshit. So, as I was telling you, as planned you, that the Kripa has reached to the Lord's feet of Krishna in Vrindavan. In the different limbs of Krishna. And very happily, of his tradition formally, of very sweet fruits there. And all are coming to bear to this world. Where he is? Where he is? Oh, in Vrindavan. What doing? Chanting in Vrindavan. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukhatanam. క్రమేణ రసన మనసి నియోజ్య తిష్టన్ ప్రజే తదానుగామి జనానుగామి కాలం నయేత అపి నాం ఇత్తు ఉపదేశ రుద్ర గోస్వామి చెప్పింది హి ఇస్ ఇన్ వృందావన్ వాట్ ఇన్ హియరింగ్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ చాంటింగ్ అండ్ హౌ చాంటింగ్ హరే కృష్ణ Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare. In any kunja of Vrindavan, perhaps in the kunja of Srila Rupa Goswami, now it is called Damodar, Radha Damodar temple. He used to be there. Certainly in his lotus feet, hearing his Harikatha, he is there and chanting. Oh, what do you think? What he has heard from his Gurudev? The sweetest stories, pastimes, or explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Question that he is here, but he is not here. Where he is? Again in Vrindavan. What doing? Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Eyes in tears. And this hair standing. Totally observed. He seeing
that Krishna has left Vrindavan. All the gopis and goats, even deers, peacocks, all are feeling separation. Cubs are not taking the milk of
cows.
Always lamenting and weeping. And cows looking towards north. Where north?
Towards Mathura.
Towards Mathura. North. South.
South.
Always. With tears. No breathing, nothing. Peacocks are not dancing now. Cuckoos are not singing. Oh, in feeling separation of Krishna. Also he is saying that all the Brajavasi, Nanda Baba is resting. Now he is since very old, well, quite young at the time of Krishna. Mother Yashoda, not taking anything, not making, cooking and anything. She has become blind, totally. She does not like to see anything. And more, no cooking. The stove is still, but that is chulha. Chulha, really Indian cooking. All the pots in the kitchen room, upset, not clear, very dirty. And on the stove, that is on the chulha.
Cobwebs.
For whom it will be cooked? No Krishna, no cooking. Almost living. Very sad. Terrible. Whole Vrindavan is lamenting and weeping for this separation of Krishna. In there and what thinking this and chanting? Really a devotee like that, who are going towards Sarati after Harsha, they will be like that. They cannot tolerate all these things. So he is like this, waiting and what more? He saw. At once towards Krishna, he came to Mathura. What Krishna is doing? He is also lamenting. He had given so much ornaments and cloths and garments, very costly. You should give to Mother Yashoda and all gopis. But Nanda Baba has no bear to give. Oh, Krishna has cheated us. Not giving, yes, anybody hidden, kept hidden. Always Krishna waiting. And what became in the meantime? Devaki and Vasudev, Ukrashen, whole council, wanted to discover something. That Krishna should know that, he is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. He is of Mathura. They wanted to give an impression in his mind and in his heart. He should forget Nanda and Yashoda. So, quickly they arranged. And they invited all their relatives from here and there, very far away. But no invitation was given to Nanda Baba in any of the Brajavasi. How? Why? Or there was some secret
that if anyone comes, first you will remind, remember and you will at once go to the Lord. Anyone cannot take him. So, very strictly it was done. He was said, Krishna and Bhagavad. And this impression may come by Upanayan. Because father and mother, or this Vasudeva and Devaki, they are there present, and they think that, oh, they are my sons, our sons. Krishna is not son of Mother Yashoda and Nandu Baba. So that's the only thing, arrangement for them. He was said, put and send them. Oh, and Palpata,
umbrella,
was given, and it was given. Only with a Vedic culture, rules and regulation, he became a brahmachari, both, they were given. Oh, now they are looking very beautiful, very beautiful, reddish cloth, like brahmachari. On food and sandal. Guru told that everything has been done. Only you have to go to your mother and your father to beg something for you, Gurudev. Oh, you should tell your mother, oh, mother, you should get me some provision. And to father, oh, father, or any, at least five houses you will have to go. You can go to all and bring. And he made a cloth like this. Dhori, you know? Dhori, that. Not bright like this. Oh, there. Like that. Yo, you should go, man. Make some alms. First, I will have to go to mother. Thank you, mother. And he began like wooden kind of thing. Remember that means father and mother. Mother, but where is mother? My mother had promised to bring so many jewels, full of my jewelry. But where she is? Mother, mother, he told and began. Hinted once. All ran away to Krishna. Why is now faint, hearing mother, mother? Then anyhow, what was given? And anyhow, now he has some strength. And quickly everything was done. Then they began to think what to do more. So anyhow, if he is here, Mother Yashoda or any messenger from Braj may come. So we should quickly do anything that he should be far away from here. And when he will forget, then he will come here. And impression will come. So quickly they arrived to send him to Gurukul. And he was sent to Gurukul Sandipani, very far away from Mathura, very far away. Krishna and Bhagavad there also. And he was there for 60 days and he was 64 days. And in 64 days he Lord. Completed his whole course of Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, all kinds of art. There are 64 kinds of art. Oh, he knew everything. Especially Veda, Upanishad, and all things. After that, you know the history of Sudama Devi and Krishna. How he started his Gurudev. And giving Dakshina to his Gurudev, bringing his son from
Jamlok, he returned to mother, Guru mother. And then after that he returned. But they became felt, oh, Mathura Vasi, father, mother. But they wanted Krishna, could not forget his father and mother. When he came, after one day, 2 days, what began? Oh, he was lamenting for us. Always looking towards Vrindavan. Always weeping, and one day he was weeping. Where? On the top of, on the roof of royal palace. Bitterly weeping, and in the time, Uddhav came. Uddhav came, oh, he saw that. He was searching Krishna, and he saw that Krishna is weeping bitterly. He cannot speak. His voice was choked. Tears coming. But Krishna saw him anyway and took his hands in his hands. And began to tell, my dear Uddhav, you are my astutant, you are my helper, you are my general.
Advisor, minister.
You are my minister.
Advisor.
You are everything. You are my party, bosom friend also. So I want that you should go to Vrindavan, Braja, and pacify my father and mother. They are feeling so much separation always, lamenting, they have left there, taking meals, walking and doing everything, no cooking at all. Perhaps they need all. I have heard that my so many cows have died. They are not grazing, not taking anything. So many crops also. So you should go. That's a kind of cause. That I show them coming. Don't you? Take care of my cows and crops. Otherwise they will die. Why? All the cops and cows are remembering Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So you should pacify. Oh, you should pacify my gopis, whose life and soul I am. They are most feeling separation. Machita. Manashka. Okay. Always they are thinking about me. Always. I'm always in on their mind. They cannot forget. Sometimes. Oh, Nanda Baba wants to forget all these things. But in house he can. Oh, that's an motor charger is there. Motor charger. Everywhere his food is there in the courtyard. All these paraphernalia are telling, oh, what, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Oh. He goes to forget Krishna, where? On the bank of Yamuna. But he saw that everywhere Krishna is there. He played so many pastimes, sweet pastimes there. All the gopis met Krishna there. So more than that. He began to weep more. And then he returned to Govardhan. Oh Govardhan, I will be alone, I will forget Krishna. But where he went? He saw that. All the kums are crying without Krishna. All the sakha, all are crying, all are crying. All the trees are crying in separation. Or they are look like all dry now. So all everything was waiting in this for Krishna there. So Nanda Baba. What to do? Again. When he goes, he remembers Krishna.
So Uddhava, Krishna is telling, go and pacify my father, but especially my beloved gopi. Oh, I don't know when you go, you will find them are not, after that time they may die. No. Quickly, quickly you should go. You should not go on foot. You should go on
chariot.
And chariot. Oh, and very fast. He told anyone to bring that chariot. Made by golden chariot. Now comes his dying day, the chariot is formerly the Krishna. He told that you should go. Very quickly too. He's remembering. What remembering? What his Gurudev has told, explained, Srimad Bhagavatam, writing his book. I want to write that book also, in a shape of book. Very soon I will try. So, very separate. Even a wood can, a tree can be by hearing it. So, Krishna told him to go at once. He took chariot, but chariot was going empty and Krishna and Uddhava were going. And Krishna was telling, how to pacify his father. Especially to gopis, you cannot satisfy, I know. Krishna thought, it will be better. Here I am feeling loneliness. But I cannot return. Why not return? That is so many reasons. What reason was that? First reason was that the wives of Kans, two, Asti and
Prapti.
They went to his very powerful father, Jarasandha. And they told, Krishna like a baby, he jumped at once and he pulled our husband and he saw that, why should I fight with these boys?
This is my name.
Oh, he could not resist.
Counterattack.
And anyhow, he was killed by that. Krishna and Baldev. There was no fault of my husband. He was powerful. He was strong enough to kill them. But he could not do. They both.
His nephew.
Like nephew. And then he became angry. And he told that, we should be ready to invade Mathura with all the armies more than Kaurava Pandava mixed in Mahabharata. So he was ready. So Krishna is thinking that if I am going, who will save him? If myself will go, Baldev must go in my hands. So I should pacify them and I must do some arrangement. Because in Vrindavan, very quickly, if I am going to Vrindavan, quickly Jarasandha will come. There is no fort, no army, nothing, no weapons. And here, also peak, castle.
Fort.
There is big army here. And all kinds of weapons are here. They can fight, but easily they can. Oh, Jarasandha will come and they will destroy the whole Vrindavan and he will kill Jashoda and Nanda and all of them because they are not fighters. So it must be here. There were so many, also so many riddles, but they were hidden. Or they were sent from outward. But what was the region? Behind, very deep. That was that one day Krishna was sitting on the bank of Penjimova between Nandagaon and Vashkam.
in the middle. There, Srimati Radhika, was in the lap of Krishna. A bumblebee came and he was trying to be in the lotus feet of Radhika, thinking that this is lotus. But really it was the lotus feet of Radhika. And he was again and he was strongly flying. So Radhika became fearful. And then he wanted to say from that. So Madhvananda at once came and took a bamboo stick and he followed that
bumblebee.
And he took just very far away and returned and told that driven
Madhusudan
that he will never come. And here in this Radhika we can find. She was in the lap of Krishna. Krishna was doing this, she was doing this. But she forgot that I am there. And then, oh, Vasudan is not here and he has been driven and he will not come, never come. So she became faint like this. Oh, what is this? This is called very high class of love and affection called moda, mara. Also there are symptoms of what?
Prem vaichitya
and manmoha. Prem vaichitya and moha.
Dibbanma.
In moda all symptoms will be there. Like Krishna, in Krishna all the qualities, though they are
opposite,
but even all the qualities are there. So everything from Shraddha to and lost, Mohan, Maudan and everything, all the symptoms will be there. So Radhika was there. Krishna felt it. That even with the gopis, separation becomes more and more. And even not with them, in separation, they become so absurd. Sometimes they think that, oh, this tamal tree is Krishna, sky is Krishna. And they become happy that they grow themselves and they love and quarrel with tamal tree. And sometimes there are some man with in separation even more. And they become very happy that we are as if they are met with Krishna. So better not to be. I cannot pacify them. If I am very far away, then they are somewhat
at peace.
Other men, no. We cannot, you cannot. Oh.
You can imagine.
Never. But I told you. Oh, that devotee who was sitting in Vrindavan under the shade of that creeper. And he is chanting Hare Krishna. We know it. Here is Srimad Bhagavatam explanation. And then, Krishna weeping and telling that if I am sending Uddhava, it's about one fire, get it in there. Shishya of Vihastapi. He should go. So the college or the school of gopis, where I study what is love and affection. He will go there and he will take admission in the school of gopis, love and affection. And he will be trained there. And if he is trained,
like me, then they will return, then I can
share
my days. Now in whole Mathura there is none that I can spare. This was the main reason. And that is my reason. Uddhava saw that Krishna is coming and waiting and he is so restless. So Uddhava thought that you should return to Mathura and go. At once he was in chariot and anyhow he quickly went. Krishna was just standing there. Tears were there from him and he was looking. Uddhava. He saw Uddhava has gone far away out of his sight. Then he saw only some dust in his coil. Even dust went down and then anyhow he returned. When the hole come? When the hole come? There. Not talking it with anyone. Here you should see that Krishna sent Mathura, sent Mathura. Oh, go to Vrindavan and see what is Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? To see. When Krishna was there, Vrindavan was another type of. When he has come to Mathura, he sent Mathura, oh, you should go and see. What is Vrindavan in my separation? So proud. When he came, oh, at the time of Godoli, Godoli, you know? When cows are coming from forest and so much dust goes, lakhs and lakhs cows. You cannot imagine how much dust going there. Even Krishna and Baldev and all Sakha's face began to be colored with many dust. So it was like that, evening dawn. It was full of dust. So easily he went there, on the door of Nandamapa. And thus, while told that, oh, anyone has come from Mathura? And Nandamapa quickly came out of his house and saw that his nephew was there, Uddhava, he knew. And Uddhava, he impressed Uddhava and told with him in his house. Oh, he saw that first I should give anything. From very distance he is coming. So I must give him. From where he was coming? From Nandana, not from Vrindavan. Nandana also called Gokul or Vrindavan. From where he was coming? So he thought that I should give something. But he saw that no cooking, nothing is here. And who will cook? Yasoda mother cannot cook. Lamenting all his duty. When he saw Buddha, when she saw Buddha, all sitting and spent life. Who has come here and not come in? He forget everything. Feeling separation for Krishna. And then anyhow, Nanda Baba sent any messenger to bring something from a Brahmin house. And he went there and that Brahmin cooked sweet rice without any sugar, without he had no sugar. And it was wrong. And then he gave to him. And it was like a very nectar. Because he was hungry. He took it and he took rest. And then when everything was okay, then they began to talk. Oh, next day. Go,
Hari, Hari, Hari.
Devotee. 5 class of devotee. Chanting Hare Krishna.
And automatically coming like a chain, all these things. Because he has heard all these things of five essences, which is Gurudev. So all may come. If you are waiting for the mercy of Gurudev and serving him, then it may come. Oh, this is the qualification that we can remember something like this. But these are what?
Mantramayi upasana.
Fired from morning to again morning, as a garland, all these past and thought together, then flourish. Now mantramayi. Mantramayi means like a flower. One. And when they will be gathered together, in a name from morning to evening, in that order, then they will be charged. It is for high class, of course. I'm giving a line of call. You can think like this. But mind is always upset, full of lust and so many worldly things. But you can have a claim of this. I've told so many things, rough things. So many rough things. And it must have pinched you. But so here's something today and tomorrow. Our last date is tomorrow. So take this wealth in your heart. This is the line. Lust will go forever. But be there. Go, Raman. You are going just now? You are prepared?
It will take maybe 5 minutes.
Then
if you want, you can have the other plate first.
The first your drama will be there, and then.
Yeah, 5 minutes are there.
So this will be fine. Yes, ready?
Neglect your Harinam, and every day, this teaching that you have from me, you should very deeply reflect upon them, and according to your capacity, you should try to distribute these teachings to others. And this will attract the mercy of Krishna. So, you may go to your village, but before you go, I want to give you something. I'm giving you this red cloth. This is the sign of renunciation and deep attachment to Krishna. May it always protect you. Never forget the instructions I have given you. And always be absorbed in the chanting of Harinam. One more thing. Here is Bhagavad Gita. You should carefully study this Bhagavad Gita every day. Don't think that this is a book. You should think, oh, this is not less than my Gurudev. And praying and giving pranam to this Bhagavad Gita, very carefully you should read.
Gurudev. This is in your own writing, Gurudev.
My Srila Gurudev, he has given me a Bhagavad Gita that he has transcribed, that he has written himself in his own hand. Gurudev, I will treasure this with my very heart and life.
One more thing. If at any time, as you are doing a bhajan, some attachment comes into your heart, any weakness comes into your mind, at that time, you should call for me. You should know that I am always with you. So you should remember me, and I will come at once. I am ready to help you at all times.
Srila Gurudev ki
jai!
thinking about my life, thinking about my past, and this wonderful gift of Bhagavad Gita. I journeyed home to my village from where I came, and I set up a beautiful, simple bhajan kutir, just some palm leaves, banana leaves, and I sat down, and I began to do my bhajan. I began to study the Bhagavad Gita, as my guru had ordered me. One thing happened as I was reading the Gita. My Gita began to fall to pieces. Holes began to appear in the pages, written in the hand of my guru. And I wondered what could be the problem. So I did my bhajan, and one night I stayed up very, very late. And I saw that late at night, because there was no food in my house, a little mouse would come and he would eat my Bhagavad Gita, the pages. And very, very curious about this circumstance, I decided to solve the problem. To solve this problem, because I was losing many, many verses and shlokas that I wanted to commit to memory and put into my heart. So, I thought to myself, how can I solve this problem? And a thought came into my mind. Next door to me lived a wonderful man, simple man, but very knowledgeable in worldly things. So I decided that I would approach him and ask him, my neighbor. I'm having a problem, not only with feedback, but I'm having a problem with finding the culprit who is eating my Bhagavad Gita, and I believe it's a mouse. And what I need is a solution to this problem. And my Gurudev told me that I could call him whenever I needed help, but this is something simple. I'm wondering whether you have any ideas for me. Seeing as you have a very prosperous house yourself and are wise in the ways of the world.
Yes, good news. I've overseen your problems and I've solved my mouse problem with a very simple solution. The diet of a cat is mice. And I just happen to have an excess of cats. Cats are very prolific and making more cats. So if you just take this one little kitten.
Meow, meow, meow. It goes right on my Gita.
Yeah. Now this kitten will grow into a ferocious cat that will solve all of your mouse problems. Then you'll be able to reach a Gita to your heart's content. And no longer will you have this biblical disentanglement. There's a good end to a cat and a bad end to a cat.
You might discover the bad one.
Thank you.
And when I need more help, maybe I'll come over and see you. Thank you. So you see, he's wonderful neighbor. He's always there in time of need. Gurudev and Krishna, they're a little bit too intangible at this point, solving problems that are as simple as this. I think we solved our mouse problem. One cat is enough, but what happened is like my neighbor said. The cats multiplied and became more. One cat was fine, then two cats, then three and four, and litters of cats. Pretty soon I was surrounded by cats. And all the mice were killed. So they didn't have anything to eat. And I considered to myself, now I have all these starving cats, and if I don't solve this problem, I'm going to suffer in my next life because I've contributed to the death of kittens and cats, mothers and fathers. And I decided that I should approach someone about this. Who should I approach? Should I approach Guru, or should I approach my neighbor? This isn't it's a simple problem. Neighbor G. Neighbor G. You
know you always seem to appear when I need you. It's wonderful. I have a problem, another one. It's a cat problem. You really didn't tell me that, you know, they're all over the place. I have to clean out their urine, their stool, and I had one kitten die. I'm wondering if you can solve that problem.
Yes, the problem to the cat problem is a very simple solution. You need a cow.
Cow? Why would I need a cow? The cows eat cats?
Cows don't eat cats. The cats drink milk. So if you have this one cow, then this will solve all of your cat problems. One cow will produce the most enough milk for all of these cats. And since I have a bull and a cow, I have an excess of cows.
Oh.
So I can give you just one cow.
So why not a bull? Cow?
You don't get milk from bulls.
Okay.
We'll talk about this later.
Okay.
Moo! Moo! Moo!
There goes by. It's
pretty big. I don't even have to do with this.
You just milk the cow twice a day and give the milk to the cat.
Okay.
And I think you'll be fine from there. But remember, your neighbor is always there to help you with good advice.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for your help.
My boy.
Nice cow. Now this is a problem. It was starting to escalate. I had the cats and I stopped reading my Gita because I had to take care of the cats. Now I have a cow and I have to milk it in the morning and the evening. And I have less and less time to read the Bhagavad Gita. The cow is wandering here and there. Sometimes I have to chase the cow, and I'm wondering how I can solve this problem. I wish I could have someone that would help me, someone that could help me in this simple problem, satisfy my needs. To turn to Guru, but again, I think this is... I got the cow, it's great, but the thing is that it's wandering everywhere, and I don't have any place to put it, and it's eating all the grass in one area. I'm wondering whether you can solve it. It seems like my problems are just kind of escalating, you know what I mean? Getting bigger rather than... But anyways, I'm turning to you.
Yes, as your good neighbor, I can help you once again with some very good advice. The first thing you'll need to help your cow problem is you'll need some more land for the cow.
Land.
Okay. And I can give you some of my land. I can give you the fields in front of us, the fields behind us, the fields all around us.
How about a house?
Yes, you need a house.
This has been raining, and I've chanted my Bhagavad. It's not really for me, you know. Gita, water on it, I have some poles. I want to take care of my Gita, just chant. Anyways, this is great. This will help me out a lot. I really appreciate that, Mr. Bell. Is there anything else you can do for me?
If you get into more trouble, just call me.
Oh, right. Thank you very much. So I surrounded myself with my landholdings, my vast landholdings, my beautiful house. My cow is there. You know, cows now. She gave birth to a cat. She didn't tell me she was pregnant. Now I have three or four cows. Some cows, and I'm milking them all the time. I really don't have time to read my Bhagavad Gita anymore. And it really isn't as far as being able to provide for me, like I need to be provided for. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and... There's going to be a time for that at some point. But right now, I got a lot of stuff to do. It's like the cows are grazing too far in the corner. And I'm going to have to... Betsy, come on, sweetheart. Come back to daddy. We can tie you up again. It's time for milk. Okay, let's get the cows. I'm going to cut the cow because they're just drinking all the milk. I don't know if I have to get back to my cow. I can't really go out of town too long because, you know, I think my brewery was actually just right nearby here. But I'm really not going to have time to do that. There's no watches in the day. I don't even know I'm looking at my race. But, I really don't have time to do a lot of things right now. I wish I had more time. That's what I need, more time.
you know, more, I don't know how that can happen. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And perhaps Bhagavan could help me create more time. But then again, he's very nebulous. He's kind of an idea. And Patelji, he's all Patel. See you again. I'm having a big problem. Okay, I got all, I got the cows. Okay, I had the mouse, then I got this, then I got the cat, then the cat came, then I got the cow. Right, then I got the land holdings, and I'm busy all the time with my cows, my cats. I have a few dogs now. I'm wondering if you can solve this problem. Well, I know you will, but then it will help me pass.
Yes, I have the ideal solution for this. Anyone who has a house and livestock, they need a wife. If you were to have a wife, she can milk the cow, she can fix the fences, she can clean the house, she will salt, wash your cloth, massage your feet, do all the necessary things, and then you'll have all the time right at the beginning. All the problems will be solved if we can just find you the right wife.
Well, is there a wife you had in mind, or?
I'm sure the right wife is here somewhere.
Got a friend with...
Oh. Yes? Mama,
yes.
Mama, why are you
so shy. It's extremely faded. Yes, she would be the perfect wife for you, the embodiment of the she's so humble. She will do all of your chores and solve all of your problems. Satan. That will you get over that problem. The marriage will solve all of the problems.
Okay, so are we going to have a marriage? Is it properly just, or are we just together now?
Let's just make this fast. Let's make it too long. Let's just, honey? Thank you, Mr. Patel. I'll handle it from here. I can go home now. Second. Okay, he's gone. In front of God. I just want to say to God, that I've walked around the fire 7 times with my wife in a faded custom, pledging myself to her for 7 lives, and I have not yet seen her face as per faded custom. So what I'm going to do now in front of God, and knowing that my destiny that Krishna provides only the most wonderful bow for his disciples, I'm going to unveil her now in front of everyone. Krishna, Guru, what is my destiny? So far, she's absolutely stunning. I can't stop it. That's okay. Give me a hand. So you're wishing for 7 lifetimes. And I love you no matter who you are. I just want to give you a little hug. Things were wonderful with my wife. We got along quite well. She was very faded, very demure, very shy. She never ate until I ate. She did all the things a proper wife is supposed to honey. Excuse me. Yeah. Really, don't make a problem in front of the fans. Really. I don't really want a problem in front of the audience. I'm going to stay here while I talk about it. Okay. She was really sweet, very demure. Always when we go to bed parties, she always sat on my left side. And because, you know, when to do bed sacrifices, you really do need a husband and wife team. So we work as a team. I'm kind of like the main person. She's kind of like the extra. And she's great. She's so wonderful. But things got sour after a while. We became very, very familiar with one another. And because I was taking care of her, there was a sense of dependency upon me, which made the love less. And because of the familiarity, our love also grew a bit stagnant. I tried to do interesting things in the relationship, but still things got more and more disruptive. And I really need some help right now, and I don't know who to turn to. No. help. Are you out there anywhere? And somehow you just manage to sneak up on me sometimes. I have the wife, I have the cows, I have the couch, I have the property. Now I have the cats, they're beautiful. My wife loves them. I don't have a lot of mice, but I do have a pet mouse now. Sweet. Can you tell me how to solve the problem with my wife, our relationship being a bit upset?
The wife problem. I think I forgot to tell you these some facts. When you get a wife...
I want to tell you really right now, I have no time. Really no time. I thought I was going to get more time, but...
All right. Coming with a wife is something known as children. Because women have a body which is a baby factory. And if you don't give her what she needs to make her life fulfilled, then your life is going to be trouble. Constant trouble.
So you're saying that I should have them children?
Yes.
Will that help, though? Will it help me?
Well, most people try.
I'm starting to wonder about you. I'm still going to be friends. I'm just starting to wonder a little bit about the whole relationship. Are you trying to help me? My Gita has been laying on that thing for, well, I don't have any time for chanting, no time for reading. My guru has been in this country like 6 or 7 times and I haven't been able to see him. And I've written him letters before, but I really can't fill the letters with, what is Rupa Bhakti, what is Anurag, what is, these relationships. Usually my letters about my wife, all my problems, the whole Vedic ceremony thing, really getting me down, dragging me down, I got keys to it. I don't know what. So talk to me, help me out here. I need you, Mr. Bell.
Yes, you need me. Trust me just one more time.
I will. I want to trust you. I want to trust you. Okay, come on. Oh, you already did it.
Just try this. Try this one thing and see if that'll solve your problem.
Okay, so,
what I need then, I need some kids. I need lots of kids. The more kids, the better. Because if I have kids, they can take care of the cows, the cats, the farm, and the wife. I need some kids. I need some kids, yes. Like, front row. Wow, all the kids are in the front. And they're almost all girls. My daughters, everybody, I'd like to introduce you to my daughters. So stand in line here. Stand in line. This is Vedically named, according to the ancient epics. Susti, Musti, Gusti, Rusti, Musti, Susti, Gusti, Rusti, Pusti. Pusti. He's my favorite little boy. I've decided this other little boy. He's my only little boy.
Oh, lovely.
And so I surround myself with these children.
And in a sense, too, I want you guys now to go do all the work, and you guys to start working around the house. Okay? I'm going to do some chanting. Okay, Papa's gonna do some chanting. I want you guys to say, Lusty. Papa's gonna chant now. Okay, I want you to go ahead.
That's
Lusty. I call him whatever I want. He's my don't do that chair, friend. Stop. Hey, stop taking these right now. You guys stop with me. Stop making noise, please. Okay, that's it. All right. Sweetheart. Okay, now we're speaking of that. These kids are driving me absolutely bonkers. I'm just wondering, kids, go with mommy. Everybody go with mommy. I'm doing everything around here. You never do anything. You never do a damn thing. I'm feeding the cat. I'm milking the cow. I'm planting the vegetables. I'm cleaning the house. I'm washing the laundry. You never do anything.
There's me
Things got a little out of hand. I can't handle it. It's your house. Your house. Srila Gurudev, please!
Oh, there are so many cows here. To whom do all these cows belong?
Previously, Gurudev, there was one cow, and she belonged to me, but now there's hundreds. It's difficult to take care of them. I'm offering them all to you. Srila Gurudev, please!
There's so many cats.
Yeah. Yes, but you keep the cats. Yeah. He doesn't want, I don't know. He loves all living entities, but cats are kind of cheap. Previously there was one cat, Gurudev, to solve the problems, but now there's many I can't take care of. I'm offering these cats to you. Srila Gurudev, please! Except my cats.
Oh, you told me that you would come here.
Kids. My Gurudev's talking right now. Thank you very much.
You told me that you had come here to study the Bhagavad Gita. Where is your Bhagavad Gita?
Lusty. Now, move it, please. Thank you. Well, Gurudev, this was fine. This is my Gita. Gurudev, I've been eaten by mice. My problem began with that. And then I asked my, where is he? My friend, he helped me out. He got me the cats and the cows and the lamb and then the whole thing. And now this has brought you back to me, Gurudev, and this is why I'm happy. Because all these things have brought you back to me. That's, thank you.
Where is your red claw?
Dusty. Daddy's red claw. And it's a Gurudev.
This is really embarrassing. I gave you some instructions to chant your high nam. Have you been chanting your high nam every day, 32 rounds?
I was chanting right when I came here. I was chanting. It was the mouse thing. He ate my mala, Gurudev. I was one bead, I started chanting 107. Two beads, 106. And pretty soon, Gurudev, there was only one bead left. Maybe you can we can have some reinitiation. You can give me a set full mala, Gurudev. Gurudev, bead!
Have you been remembering your Gayatri mantras?
Whoa. Yeah, well, you know, I kind of forgot what this was for. You can show me again how to use it.
Yeah, okay. So, you should know that in this world, if anyone wants to do bhajan, then there should be one point that you give in the service of the Buddha.
Is another monk over there?
There should be one pointed in the service of the Gurudev and do bhajan under guidance. If any problem will come, if any attachment will come.
Gurudev, you've also brought many servants. Oh my godfather, you were in white at one time.
All glories to your humble self.
May you have mercy on me.
The line of my Gurudev.
Having followed my beloved Gurudev, I am seeing that there is a great opportunity for this red day. Simply by taking shelter of the pure devotee, we can again really gain our connection to that supreme soul, Supreme Krishna.
Children, show him the door.
When you came into a position, which is problematic for you, why did you not call for me? Unless someone is under guidance in their spiritual life, it is absolutely sure, completely certain, that they will be derailed from the path of bhakti.
Gurudev, these problems were very simple. You helped me my whole life with bhakti, with Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. These problems were very mundane. A mouse, my property, these things. I needed someone who understood this aspect of maintenance, of maintaining my life. So I turned to my neighbor, who was very successful, by common standards, a very successful man. And in this way, things began to pile up, and in friction there was an avalanche of problems every day, and I don't know where they came from.
We should not take help and advice from materialistic people who are averse to Krishna. Always try to be under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas. Now, you have become completely entangled in this world. You have taken birth in this world with nothing. And you have taken this human form of life only for one purpose. Nridayam adhyam suladam sudulabam slavam sukalpam guru kanadharam mayanukulyena navasva veritam pumam bhavabdim nataret saatmaha.
In Srimad Bhagavatam,
Krishna has said that this human form of life is very, very rare and is obtained after thousands and thousands of births. When one gets this human form of life, the human body is like a boat. And if one is very fortunate, one can have a captain who can steer that boat and guide it across the ocean of material existence to the lotus feet of Krishna. And that boat will be moved by the faithful winds of Krishna's mercy. Yet, if someone takes this human form of life and has a qualified spiritual master who can bring the faithful winds of Krishna's mercy, yet they waste their time, not hearing, not chanting, not remembering, not following the orders and instructions of their spiritual master, then what kind of person are they? Oh, Pumamba Bhavdin Nataret Sahatmaha. They are simply committing suicide. You are simply committing suicide. Now, you should understand all of these things. They are only obstacles on the path of progress. They are sent by Maya. So, if you want, you can start again. I am giving you a chance. You can come with me. I can help you. If you want, you can come.
Gurudev, I was thinking many arguments in my mind while you were speaking. Arguments to try to contradict your words. Your words are very powerful, and because of my material attachments, they're very biting. They're like acid in my eyes and my heart. I thought about who would maintain my children, who would maintain my wife. But then, Gurudev, I remembered that you taught me about Saranagati, about the sixfold aspect of Saranagati. And the third and fourth aspects of Saranagati are understanding that Krishna is maintaining all, and Krishna is protecting everyone. Only by my foolish mind did I ever think that my children, my house, my cow, and I was protecting them, that I was maintaining them. My children and my wife were always maintained by Krishna, only superficially because of Maya, that I see that my eye was their maintainer, that I was the doer. And reading the songs of our acharyas, these beautiful songs that talk about giving up minus, giving up the desire to own things in this world, being miskinchen, akinchen. I realize that I have never cared for my children, that Krishna has always made me. And with this in my mind, I'm confident that upon my, when I leave my wife and my children, that the village will support them, that they will be happy, and that I will at some point understand that they are also advancing in Krishna consciousness because they are being maintained by Krishna and not by me.
Gurudev,
I'm asking him again to give me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare.